This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States criticized China and Russia at the UN Security Council on Friday for protecting North Korea after Pyongyang launched a series of missile tests. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said during an emergency session Friday that North Korea has enjoyed blanket protection from two members of this council. She did not explicitly name the two countries, but she said their protection has enabled North Korea, also known as the DPRK, and made a mockery of the Security Council. Here's more.
You don't get to abandon Security Council responsibilities because the DPRK might sell you weapons to fuel your war of aggression in Ukraine, or because you think they make a good regional buffer to the United States.
North Korea has launched 30 missiles since Wednesday, including some that triggered air raid alerts and emergency shelter orders in South Korea and Japan. The United States on Friday announced an additional $400 million in military aid to Ukraine. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh told reporters Friday that the U.S. is establishing a new command post, the Security Assistance Group Ukraine, to oversee all weapons transfers and military training in Ukraine.
A dedicated headquarters element in Wiesbaden, Germany, and under U.S.-European command to coordinate our efforts. This headquarters will be similarly scaled and scoped to our current footprint, but it will ensure we are postured to continue supporting Ukraine over the long term.
Singh told reporters that the U.S. would pay for 45 T-72 tanks from the Czech Republic to be refurbished and fund refurbishing some missiles for the Hawk air defense systems. More on that at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Twitter temporarily closed its offices Friday, cut workers' access to internal systems, and then sent emails to employees telling them whether or not they were laid off. Simon Balmain works as a senior community manager for Twitter in Britain. He got Thursday's company-wide email warning of layoffs.
And it was about an hour after that that I found that my work laptop was remotely wiped and access to Slack and Gmail revoked. Checked in with a few U.S. colleagues who were still awake, and many of them were reporting seeing the same thing.
New Twitter owner Elon Musk wants to cut around 3,700 Twitter employees. That's about half the workforce. A new Planned Parenthood clinic in Kansas finds it's overwhelmed with demand from other states. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Just 4 days before a Kansas City, Kansas abortion clinic opened its doors this past June, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The facility was planned as a place for women to get health care in a medically underserved working-class neighborhood. But now the clinic has been inundated with patients from other states that have restricted abortion, like Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana. The three Planned Parenthood centers in Kansas say they are only able to take about 10-15% of the patients seeking abortions. Those turned away are advised to take appointments in Colorado or New Mexico if they can get one. It can take 2 weeks to get an appointment for a day after pill. Thousands of patients likely aren't getting appointments at all. Few predicted Kansas would take on this role, although in August, voters rejected an amendment that would have cleared the way for tougher restrictions. Emily Wales, the president of Planned Parenthood Great Plains, says the ecosystem is not even fragile, it's broken. I'm Jennifer King.
Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan said Friday in his first public address after surviving an apparent assassination attempt that he was hit by four bullets in his right leg and sustained a fracture. The 70-year-old populist leader spoke from a hospital in Lahore while sitting in a wheelchair. He accused Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif, along with the country's interior minister and a senior military officer, of plotting the attack, but he didn't produce any evidence. The Indian capital, New Delhi, will close primary schools starting Saturday in the latest emergency measure taken by authorities to protect citizens from the city's toxic gray smog. Air quality levels have plunged to levels considered severe, and authorities are halting construction work to curb dust pollution. They've also stopped trucks running on diesel from entering the city and deployed anti-smog guns. Those are devices that spray a mist of water into the air to bind dust and airborne particles. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.